Hashtag podcast script, bridging the digital divide. Intro music, upbeat, modern, and thoughtful electronic music, fades into background after 10 seconds. Host, hello, and welcome to the GCSE Sociology Revision Podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving into a topic that's more relevant than ever, the digital divide. In the next 10 minutes, we'll break down exactly what you need to know to impress the AQA examiners, from key concepts and sociological theories to the common pitfalls you need to avoid. This isn't just about who has a phone and who doesn't. It's a fundamental issue of social stratification in the 21st century. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to explain the digital divide with confidence, apply key studies, and structure your answers to hit those top mark bands. So grab a notepad and let's get started. Transition, sound, a soft whoosh. Host. So, what exactly is the digital divide? For top AO1 marks, you need a precise definition. The digital divide refers to the inequalities between groups in their access to, use of, and knowledge of information and communication technologies, ICT. Examiners want you to move beyond the obvious. It's not just about owning a laptop. A key distinction that will gain you credit is the difference between access and usage. Access is about having the physical hardware, the laptops, the smartphones, the broadband connection, but usage is about the skills, the confidence, and the digital literacy to use that technology effectively. Someone might have a computer, but if they don't know how to use it for online banking, applying for jobs, or helping their children with homework, they are still on the wrong side of the divide. This creates what sociologists call a digital underclass, a group in society that is increasingly left behind because they lack the skills and access to participate in our digital world. This has huge implications for their life chances. Think about education. During the COVID-19 pandemic, the homework gap became incredibly clear. Students without reliable internet or a quiet space to work were at a massive disadvantage. This is a perfect example of material deprivation directly impacting educational achievement. For employment, many jobs now require online applications and digital skills. Lacking these can be a major barrier to social mobility. So, who is most affected? AQA expects you to analyze the divide across four key areas. First, social class. The work of Helsper, 2011, showed that middle-class users are more likely to use the internet to acquire what she calls digital capital, using it for career progression or financial gain. In contrast, working-class users, even with access, often use it more for entertainment. Second, age. There's a clear generational divide. The 2020 Ofcom report highlighted that older people are far less likely to be online. While younger people are digital natives, older generations can be digital tourists, lacking the confidence and skills to navigate the online world safely and effectively. Third, global location. The global digital divide is vast. There's a huge inequality in internet penetration between developed countries in Europe and North America versus many parts of Africa and Asia. This links directly to globalization, as countries that are less connected are excluded from the global digital economy. And finally, gender, although this is more complex. In the UK, the gap in access has largely closed, but some studies suggest men are more likely to use the internet for a wider range of functions and are more confident with complex tasks. When you bring in theory, you can really push for those higher marks. A Marxist would argue the digital divide is no accident. It's a tool of capitalism that reinforces class inequality. The wealthy can afford the best technology and education, giving them and their children a head start, perpetuating the advantages of the bourgeoisie. In contrast, a functionalist might see the divide as a temporary problem, a lag that will be fixed as technology becomes cheaper and more widespread. They might argue that digital skills are part of the value consensus we all need to learn to keep society functioning smoothly. Transition sound, a short, sharp ping. Host. Now for some crucial exam technique. A common mistake candidates make is using anecdotal evidence, like, my nan doesn't use Facebook. You must use sociological evidence and trends like the Ofcom reports or studies by sociologists like Helsper. Another pitfall is just describing the divide as poverty. You need to be explicit. Link material deprivation to technological exclusion and explain the consequences for life chances. For a 12-mark question, for example, explain two ways the digital divide creates social inequality. You must use the PERC structure. Make your point, explain it, make a reference to a study or concept, and then offer a criticism or concluding link. For instance, point out the class divide, explain how it affects education, reference the homework gap, and conclude by saying this shows the divide reinforces existing social inequalities from a young age. Remember to always refer to the item if you're given one. This is where you get your AO2 application marks. Pull out a quote or a statistic from the item and say, "This is supported by the item where it states." Finally, for those big essay questions, don't be afraid to make a judgment. Is the digital divide the most significant cause of inequality today? Compare it to other factors like family background or the education system. A well-supported judgment is the hallmark of a top-level answer. Transition sound, a quick-fire quiz sound effect. Host. Okay, time for a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, you pause and answer, then I'll give you the correct response. Ready? 1. What is the term for the group left behind by the digital divide?
The digital underclass?
2. Name the sociologist who talked about digital capital.
Helsper.
3. What is the key difference between access and usage?
Access is having the technology, usage is having the skills to use it effectively.
4. Which sociological perspective sees the divide as a tool of capitalism to reinforce class inequality?
Marxism.
5. What is the term for the educational disadvantage faced by students without digital access at home?
The homework gap.
How did you do? If you got all 5, fantastic. If not, just rewind and listen to the core concept section again. Transition sound, a final calming whoosh. Host, to summarize, the digital divide is a critical form of modern social stratification. For your exam, you must define it clearly, distinguishing between access and usage. You need to analyze its impact across social class, age, global location, and gender using specific evidence. Apply theoretical perspectives like Marxism and functionalism to add analytical depth. And in the exam, structure your answers, use the item, and avoid common mistakes. Remember, this isn't just a technological issue, it's a social one with profound consequences for people's life chances.
Outro music fades in.
Host, that's all for this episode. Thanks for listening to the GCSE Sociology Revision Podcast. Keep up the great work, and I'll see you next time.